And Monica, and today I'm going to talk about the feminine principle. The feminine principle is the ability to attract what you are seeking, because whatever you are seeking is seeking you. The only reason you are not able to manifest it because you are not embodying the feminine principle. Your limiting beliefs, your negative thoughts, your negative emotions are blocking your manifestations. You don't have to be a woman to embody the feminine principle. It is not exclusive to any specific gender. Even objects can embody feminine principle. For example, money has feminine principle because it attracts. And similarly, power has feminine principle because power also has a tendency to attract people. People want power. People chase money. Anything that attracts people to it effortlessly embodies the feminine principle. I wanted to go much more deeper into what it is and how you can embody the feminine principle to attract whatever you want in your life, be it money, be it relationships, be it a baby, be it whatever. I channeled Green Tara today for the first time and also for my public sessions, and I just wanted to share a little bit of story about her before I do the channeling. I got to know about Green Tara just 1.5 months back. The moment I came across her details on some website and I read about her, I immediately felt a deep attraction and love. I don't know why I felt like that, but I was like, I want to worship Green Tara. I want to, you know, be close to her. I was like immediately attracted to her, and I just didn't understand why. Today I do, because today I didn't even get time to put on my makeup. I just ended up having a sudden inspiration to talk about the feminine principle. And I received the guidance that is coming from Green Tara. I just somehow put on the camera and I just started channeling. You will see the channeling without me putting on the makeup. I'm actually recording this after the channeling has happened. She's going to talk about the feminine principle in much more depth. I hope you enjoy. Hello everyone, I'm Green Tara and I'm here to talk today about the feminine principle. The feminine principle is a specific vibration that anybody or anything can embody in order to attract things to themselves. What do I mean by that? There are energetic principles of the masculine and the feminine. The masculine principle chases or pursues. The masculine principle has the driver, the energy to pursue, focus, and get what you want. Whereas the feminine principle is the opposite. The feminine principle is attracting, or that attracts things to itself. It is a very specific vibration that enables any object or any being to attract. For example, cats have feminine principle or embody feminine principles. That is why so many humans on planet look for cat videos. Cats don't go to humans. They might appear to humans, but it's up to the human to decide whether they want to adopt a cat or even watch cat videos. People are attracted to cats, unlike dogs, who mostly have a tendency to follow humans. Cat, as a species, embody the feminine principle of attraction. Similarly, money embodies the feminine principle of attraction. People chase money. People want money. People will do anything to have money. Money also has that vibration to attract people towards it. Hence, money also embodies a feminine principle. Power is also a feminine principle. When I say power, I mean the status or authority that most of you associate with power. Every human want power because power allows them to do anything that they want. In Indian tradition, power is also represented by the goddess Kali, who is also known as Shakti. Shakti is a Sanskrit word for power. Power has feminine principle because it tends to attract people. Everybody wants power so that they can become powerful or empowered to do what they want to do. In fact, power enables the masculine principle of getting what you want. So the feminine principle comes before the masculine principle. The feminine activates the masculine. Similarly, if you notice on your planet, women embody the feminine principle because they are attractive irrespective of how they appear or look. Women tend to attract not only men but also other women because most women embody the feminine principle. Know that this has nothing to do with gender. Anything or anybody can embody the feminine principle. Simple words, feminine principle is that which attracts. In order to attract wealth or power or abundance or whatever you wish to have in your life, you need to embody the feminine principle or the feminine vibration. Now, depending on what kind of energy you want to attract, your feminine principle has to be geared towards that. Remember, everything is made up of energy. So whatever you wish to attract, be it an object or a person, those are also specific vibrations or specific quality of energies. You have to understand what kind of energy do you need to embody to attract that specific energy. Say, for example, if you want to attract money, money is a specific energetic vibration. In order to attract money, you need to know what is money attracted to, or in other words, what attracts money, and you need to become the vibration of that what attracts money. That is your feminine principle. Similarly, people who want to have children and they are not able to conceive, you need to understand the vibration of a child, what attracts the vibration of a child or babies in general. You need to become that energy that attracts the vibration of a child and thus bring in a child into your reality. The feminine principle allows you to become the energy of attracting what you want, and in order to understand what the other energy is made up of, you need to understand how each being operates at an energetic level, or each object operates at an energetic level. Now, it is not possible for me to go into about what different kinds of beings and energies you need to investigate, but I will give you the general principle so as to you can apply that as a formula to become the energy that attracts whatever you wish to have in your life. Say, for example, if you want to attract money, money has a red energy. It vibrates at the frequency of the root chakra or the red color. What do I mean by that? Money has the lowest of vibration. It is the heaviest to attract. You need to embody a very, very light energy in order to be able to attract money. You need to become a gravitational vortex so that you can allow money into your reality. Since money is the lowest energy, it vibrates at a low frequency, hence it is heavier in nature, meaning it tends to take more time to manifest. How can you make it manifest faster? By being the gravitational vortex, or in other words, the energy that attracts money. What kind of energy attracts money? You need to become the same vibration as that of money. You have to vibrate at the frequency of the root chakra or the red color in order to attract money. That doesn't mean you have to be energetically heavier. It means you simply have to match a frequency that allows you to be as light as possible and yet the energy vortex to attract the red or reddish prana or the reddish energy that money vibrates on. It can be difficult to comprehend this concept at first. Allow me to explain. Remember, your reality operates as a mirror, meaning you will attract what you are the vibration of. If you want to attract money, you need to mirror. However, you will become when you have money. If you can imagine yourself that you have a lot of money, or say a specific amount of money, a specific number, how are you going to behave? What are you going to think? How are you going to operate when you have that? That is the frequency that you need to be in order to attract money, meaning you need to have the thoughts and the emotions that you would feel if you already had that. This is something a lot of you know from the law of attraction. The main problem with most traditional explanation is that it does not tell you how to hold that frequency. Most people are not able to hold that frequency of attracting money, or in other words, you're not able to ground that energy that you are trying to embody. Even if you can imagine how you would feel or think when you have a lot of money, you are not able to behave in the same way that you would when you actually have that consistently. And because you are not able to behave consistently in a way that allows you to be in that frequency of money, you are not able to sustain the flow of money. You need to be consistent in grounding your energies. In other words, what thoughts will you have when you have a specific amount of money, say $1 million? How would you feel when you have that $1 million in your pocket or in your bank account? Will you feel? How will you think? What thoughts will you have? What would you want to do when you have that amount of money? What will you be when you have that amount of money? And once you have that clarity as to what you will be behaving, feeling, thinking, and doing when you have that amount of money, you need to consistently behave, think, and feel in that manner. Consistently, meaning every day, daily basis, regularly, all the time. Even if you don't have that amount of money in your pocket right now, when you consistently think, feel, behave in that manner, then you will start having ideas that will lead you towards that amount of money. You will be ending up doing things or feeling things that becomes a vibrational match to money. And since money is a heavy energy, it takes some time to manifest for some of you, depending on what kind of negative belief systems you have that it's blocking your way. Now, if you feel or have thoughts like, oh, I cannot behave like that unless I have that money, then you are not embodying that vibration. What do I mean by that? Meaning, say if you had $1 million, if you would want to, say, take a vacation in an exotic place or buy a house, you might have the thought, but I don't have that $1 million in my pocket, hence I cannot take the vacation or buy the house right now. What else can you do right now without those grand things? There are much smaller things that you can do on a regular basis, on a daily basis, which doesn't require you to spend that much. But those are the things that you would do when you had that amount of money, which does not require you to spend that kind of money. If you did not have to spend money, but you had to believe that you have $1 million right now in your pocket, what are the other things that you would do that excite you? Do those things on a daily basis, 24/7, and then these actions that you take or the creative inspirations that come to you when you are in this vibration or this energetic state is what is going to make you the very money that you are seeking. Now, the more you doubt yourself or have a lot of anxiety or fear or don't have clarity about how you can manifest, the longer the manifestation is going to take, which is why I recommend, as what this channel recommends, is to work on your feelings, your limiting beliefs, or your negative emotions, or your negative thoughts. Release those negative emotions and negative thoughts using the self-healing method this channel talks about often, so that you can stay focused and stay anchored to that energy, consistently take the same actions, thus being a mirror in the universe to attract the same energy. If you understand this from money's perspective, you can embody this principle to attract anything that you want. If you want to have a child, then you have been childless for many years, then embody the same feminine principle. What will you do when you do have a child? How are you going to believe? What are you going to believe, or how you are going to think? How are you going to behave? How are you going to feel when you actually have a child? Consistently take actions and feel and think the same way, you will be able to manifest a child. Similarly, if you want to manifest a relationship, how are you going to feel, think, or behave when you are actually in a happy relationship? And then start thinking, feeling, and behaving in that manner. You don't need to have that person to behave that way. what are the other things you would be doing when you are in a relationship that doesn't involve having that other person to be around you? What other things are you going to do that doesn't involve the other person? When I talk about taking actions or feeling emotions, this is what I mean. How would you feel, think, and behave without needing that thing that you want to manifest? But when you already have that thing with you, that is the key to becoming this vibration, this feminine principle that is going to attract that person or the being or the object in your reality. This is a very simple yet very powerful technique to manifest whatever you wish in your reality. I hope you find this valuable, and I'll see you next time. If you really like this channeling, like this video, share it with others, and please subscribe to my channel. And also share in the comments, how did it turn out? Did you do it? And if yes, what are the steps you took? And how many days did it take to create the results? And what did you manifest? I would love to know. Share it in the comments.